Talking with Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. First of all, I don't know what that's. They made everything in the first half, but I'm sure you see it a little differently. Or what? How did you see it?
Well, you got to make a miss, and we didn't do a good enough job of that in the first half. And then the second half, we, you know, I thought started the game with pretty good defensive intensity, and then, you know, they made a couple tough shots that teams like this are going to make at times. But then we fouled twice on the 3-point shooter. So the number says 15, but it's actually 17 because you fouled two and they made all six free throws. You know, to play the way we want to play, it requires violence and focus. We didn't have that on enough possessions tonight.
Hey, Coach, obviously you weren't happy with the 46 points you gave up in, defensively, but how do you get away from, like, getting down when they're making shots like that? Because, I mean, they were making everything.
They were making everything. I mean, you just got to stay with your process. I felt like even, you know, at the half – you know, we're down 13, but we can still win a game like that. Mm-hmm. But we did not have the requisite fire and passion required, particularly our starting lineup, to be able to come in here on the road and then come back from a deficit. You know, we got some real we got a lot to figure out with our starting group in terms of, you know, coming into the game with a level of hunger and passion that we have to have.
Because it seemed like you kind of had it in the second half, but didn't close in what you needed to do.
We had some good possessions early in the second half on defense. They made an extremely tough shot in the first basket of the second half. I believe we cut it to 10, but then there was just a few plays that made no sense. When we did sub, Zade fouled the free three-point shooter. Royce fouled the three-point shooter. They got some critical loose balls and rebounds. You know, give them credit. They played like a desperate team on the bubble. That's exactly what they are.
The last, what, how many minutes you went with the second five?
Yeah, had to. I mean, those guys, they've practiced really, really well. You know, I don't know that group of five is necessarily ready to, you know, win us a game like that as a group. But they can come in and contribute to winning. And, you know, obviously Zay Lowry played well. I thought Demaryius Owens had some really good moments. You know, we have to, as a group, understand how we can multiply each other better, because that wasn't good enough.
Because, and you allude to him, but Zade Lowry did everything, and it gets forgotten to some degree because you don't win the game and you lost by the manner that you did. But it's easy to watch that and go, that's what Marquette can use the rest of the season, right?
For sure. We absolutely need that. But I'll tell you what we need even more so than that is for everyone on our team to understand there's only one way for us, and that's to truly come together and multiply each other, let go of ourselves enough that we're focusing on uplifting the guys around us and being connected with the guys around us to get one stop. And if that means flying around because we had to trap Eric Dixon because he's the leading scorer in the country, then that's what we have to do. And, you know, what's disappointing tonight is it wasn't enough, you know, true ownership of that, and that's on me.
And you don't have much time to get it better because you're playing again Tuesday at home.
Yeah, shit, I wish we were playing tomorrow because, you know, for us, you know, a game like that, it better sting. You know, and you know, there was some commentary in the locker room that we had as a group, which is good. Anytime you have conflict and adversity, if it can bring you closer together around your goal, that's a good thing, and that's what we need right now.
See you Tuesday.
Marco.
Thank Marquette you. Head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette loses at Villanova 81-66. The interview with Shaka Smart, always presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.